Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Hey, it's the start of a brand new week, so it's Monday, which means only one thing. On this show, our dear friend Garrett Vogel from Z100 is joining us. Garrett, are you there?
Hello, Bobby.
Hey, that's awfully sweet. I like Bobby. It sounds very, very sweet.
I want to change it up.
I like it.
You're very prim and proper at most times. It's, Rob or Robert. I never called you Robert. It's always been Rob. So, let's throw a loop. How was your weekend?
Really lovely. Bruce was actually auditioning, so Bruce's new musical is finally coming to New York. And the exciting part, Garrett, is now they have to get a cast. So all weekend, Bruce was at auditions. So I found myself by myself, which is not normally a good place for me to be, because I need lots of people around me at all times.
But you get into trouble by yourself.
But I actually got a lot of things done that I've wanted to do for a long time. I've been doing a little reading. I did a little research. I've got a new idea for a project I want to start. So it was a really productive weekend. But thank goodness Bruce is nearly done. The cast is nearly complete. And so I won't have to be babysat for many more evenings. Hey, let's get into the show. We've got tons of gossip. What time is it, my friends?
Monday tea time.
Jennifer Lopez has removed all traces of A-Rod from her Instagram, and she's also stopped following him. So further to cement her relationship with Ben, we've noticed she's deleted everything Alex from her Instagram. So we went in and had a good look here, Garrett. There were lots of pictures of them together. They were together for quite a while. They were engaged. Maybe the most famous pictures of them were at President Joe Biden's inauguration where she performed. So she's removed all the pictures of her and Alex, but she's left up the pictures at the inauguration of herself. It's a historic event.
Oh, of course. And you start to look into it even more, too. So, they broke up soon after that, right? Like they went their separate way. So was that trip kind of like a pity? Like, hey, before you break up with
look
me,
what
can
you
I
missing.
Come to the inauguration?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Watch this. Look who I am. I mean, she sang for the president of the United States. He wouldn't have been invited had he not been
no way.
Jen's plus one. So she has removed him. But she's also unfollowed him. Recently, he's trying to up his game on Instagram because he doesn't have her fans or her, how should we put it, star power.
Or her social media team.
He doesn't have the army of staff. She
it's
has,
just him now.
So he put up a very curious statement saying, I'm stepping out with big D energy. We know what that means. Well. A little desperate there. What's going to happen here? I would guess, without the attention of J-Lo, we're going to find him less and less interesting. Oh, is that cruel?
No, not at all. Alex Rodriguez was out in Iowa because there was a big baseball game where they recreated the Field of Dreams. I was hoping he got lost in the cornfield, but that's just me.
You don't like him. Tell the story. He was rude to you once. He went out of his way to be not nice.
Very rude. So I had the opportunity to meet him. Big sports fan, just like you, Rob. And I got to meet him, and one of those things where you get to take a picture with him. Mm-hmm. And as opposed to just taking a picture and, like, I rather create a moment of, like, hey, you know, got to have a quick chat with him. And he was early in the game where he started to, you know, wanting to get into media and podcasting and all this. And me being the connoisseur that I am, I go, you know what? Let me shoot my shot. Hey, A-Rod, I work for this big company. You know, I'm very good at podcasting. I saw that you put it out on Instagram and Twitter that you want to get into podcasting. I got a hand to the arm. And then go talk to this. Some goon that wears velour sweatsuits pulled me to the side and goes, what do you want? Not even like a gracious, like, right. Hey, you know, that's awesome, you know?
So,
like,
you're telling me A-Rod could be sitting here with you today instead of me. I'm grateful that you are better.
But you know what I want to ask you about J-Lo, though? Because the story is that she unfollowed A-Rod all over across social media. Does she specifically go through her Instagram to wipe it clean, or does she have a person to go, you know what, yes, no, yes? You know, because I don't see her sitting. She has so much to do, and she's so busy.
She does it herself. Now, she does have a team, too. People, you know, she has a lot of staff, so she has people to do. I think it's a guilty pleasure of their lives. Most celebrities I know, they like to disappear for an hour on their phone. They like to do it themselves. We know Britney does hers herself. Jennifer does it herself. I mean, might she get somebody to go in and correct her grammar or punctuate. I don't even know.
Right.
Or might she have somebody make her pictures look a little bit more fabulous? I'm not saying Photoshop, but I sort of am. So yes, I mean, she's probably got a little help there. But no, she has, she's got the password to her Instagram account. She's on her phone. We think of these people, once they get to J-Lo type fame, we don't think of them as people anymore. And they really are. Like, she goes to the supermarket. She really does. I once went to Starbucks with Jennifer. The reason we're talking about this is I used to work for Jennifer. She went to Starbucks with her, and when they
asked her name. Did they get her name right?
She said Jen when they asked her name. Uh-huh. They didn't recognize her.
Did they still spell it right, though?
I think, yeah, well, Jen's an easy name. Like, you know, it's like, that was not so hard. I think they...
I always get Gary. I don't know. I say
Garrett's a harder name. Garrett's a harder name.
I know, but
name
I pronounce the T's. Like, you hear, I go Garrett,
two T's,
and I still get Gary.
No, it's a trickier name. But no, she does it herself, which brings us to our poll question of the day. J-Lo has removed A-Rod from her Instagram completely, deleted all the pictures, and she's unfollowed him. Is this a good idea? Or is it petty? Is it petty or is it a good idea? Thank you, Garrett.
A good petty idea.
I don't know about this one. I don't know. Is it petty or a good idea? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow for your results. Garrett, what are you working on?
All right, let's go down the Kelly Clarkson, Brandon Blackstock divorce. So many of stories here. So the story over the weekend was that Kelly, you know, won a court battle. And she celebrated while she was on set with The Voice, and everybody was cheering, you know, in support of her. But if you remember, back in July, the court ordered Kelly Clarkson to pay, which is a crazy amount, like $200,000 a month in spousal support. The man is rich himself. Mm-hmm. Like, he was a manager. He comes from money. Like, he's very rich. Right. He even changed his primary... primary residence, and we've talked about this a lot. All these celebrities, they went to Montana like during the pandemic, and Kelly Clarkson being one of them, and her then husband said, you know what, I want to live out in Montana. They barely use the house, like, but he wants to all of a sudden become a rancher. Why? Because he has $200,000 coming in every month. You know, so here's what Kelly did, and I think we've all done this from time to time, or we've supported friends. You have a guy's or girl's trip,
love
you know,
it.
and you go out. So where'd they go? Where do you go for a trip like that? You go to Vegas.
You go to
Vegas. So it was friends,
that.
Vegas, and here's where I go. You know what? This is so Rob Schuter. He would so do this. They went to Top Golf. You know what Top Golf is, Rob Schuter?
I don't know what that is.
So it is. You know, like batting cages, like you can go in, you put a quarter in, and you can get in and swing the bat, and like the ball comes.
I've never
like baseball.
Been, but I can imagine what one is.
Right.
Yes.
So it's like that with golf. So there's like five different like levels. So you can be on the ground floor, first level, second, third, and you just hit golf balls at targets.
God bless her. I love it. I mean, it's not probably my idea of fun, but I think Vegas is.
Oh, I saw it was you all the way. Top Golf and Rob Schuter. And then to top it off, George Strait on top of it.
Like,
that
do.
Is a Rob Schuter weekend.
That I would do. Go and see your favorite show in Vegas. Once again, it just goes to show you celebrities are just like us. They want to escape with their girlfriends. Vegas is the place to go. I do like it, though, that she has a group of solid friends that are not showbiz friends. I was looking at the pictures expecting to see Gwen Stefani from The Voice or Carson Daly. No, these are like real friends. She looked like she had a brilliant time. Good for you, Kelly. We are Team Kelly all the way.
Love it, yes.
Moving along, a man was busted trying to get into Taylor Swift's New York City apartment. So a gentleman called Patrick, just 28 years old, was arrested in the vestibule, which means the lobby. It's a fancy way of saying lobby, of Taylor's building. A security guard spotted him about 7:55 a.m. So it was early-ish in the morning, charged with second-degree criminal trespassing. We looked up his Twitter account. He hasn't used it in a while, but in the past, he has declared his undying love for the singer. This is scary that he actually got inside the building before stopped. Garrett.
Many of things. This actually has occurred right down the block from where I am currently sitting right now in New York City. And the fact that, for some strange reason, Taylor Swift has this happen to her like almost once a month where someone just goes, you know what? I think it's my turn to hang out with Taylor. And they just like let themselves in, or they try to swim up onto her, you know, cottage or somewhere, you know, out in New Hampshire. Whatever the case may be, for people to have that mental capacity of going, you know what? I think it's my turn to be friends with them. Like, get real.
Yeah,
like,
scary.
This guy, serious. And wipe your Twitter account.
Right.
Like, you want evidence of, like, it wasn't me. Guaranteed, he goes, it wasn't me. But yeah, you go to his Twitter and there it is.
Yeah, it's scary. Isn't it? I've been around a lot of celebrities, and sometimes they have security, sometimes they don't. But when I think it comes to their homes, even Justin Bieber recently, he had some fans, quite respectfully, I would argue, outside his apartment waiting for him. And he was like, oh, no, I'm not signing here.
In New York City, too.
This is my apartment. New York's tricky for celebrities because, unlike LA or anywhere else in the world, our apartments are on the street. There's no garden. The door is literally on the sidewalk. Even if you're super duper rich, you don't have a front garden or an estate or a private road. We live in the city. This is terrifying. Insiders tell me that, as you said, this is not the first time her security has once again been increased. It must be really, really scary to be that famous. Like, she's probably the most famous person in the world, one of them. This one scared me a little bit. I don't like it. And also, too, let's have a little compassion here for Patrick. Obviously, somebody that needs a little bit of help. Moving along, what is going on with Matthew McConaughey? He's cute.
All right, so last week, what was the trend, Rob Schuter?
Oh,
what was the
not
trend?
Bathing.
All these celebrities not bathing, right?
Yes.
And everybody grossed out and you know, some people go, you know what? I bathe 9 times a day, you know. Matthew McConaughey, so it's one of those things where you look at it and go, he kind of bathes like when he needs to,
right,
you know.
You would guess so, yes. I can agree.
That's what I would guess. So one of his co-stars that was actually in the show Community and actually in Tropic Thunder with him, Yvette Nicole Brown, said what actually Matthew McConaughey smells like. So she goes back to an interview about like 2005. She revealed that he doesn't wear deodorant in like 20 years.
He
and
said
that was
that. That he said
yeah,
that,
he
right.
said that. He said that, and that was in 2005. So I can only imagine where we're at right now. And you know, she was working very close to him, and she goes, he's very sweet scent, and that's just him. It's not musty or crazy, so maybe he's one of those guys that just has a natural good smell and doesn't need deodorant. But you gotta think, everybody sweats.
Everybody sweats.
No one doesn't sweat everybody out sweats. There, especially on a movie set.
Right, everybody sweats. She went on to say he smells like granola and good living. So she is saying he has a smell. She's not saying he doesn't have a smell, but she's saying it's a nice smell. Well, lucky Matthew.
What's good living smell
I
like?
I think it smells like Matthew. I mean, I think it smells like Matthew. I don't know about this one. I mean,
is this the new trend? Or are we going to see celebrities
I don't wear deodorant. I worked with somebody once. Oh, and they did smell a little bit, and I didn't want to ever say anything, but I sort of kept my distance. And I know
you're the publicist.
I know. No, it wasn't. It wasn't a celebrity. It was somebody in my office, and I was like, oh, but you know. And then some people have allergies, so it's difficult with stuff. Honestly, everybody, have a little whiff of yourself before you go out. Then there's other. I've had also some friends, Garrett, who do the other thing and they wear so much fragrance. Oh, I think I'd rather you smell like granola. What was it? Granola? Good living. Than
good
too
living
much
and granola.
Cheap fragrance or even expensive fragrance. It makes my nose twitch.
So I learned back in high school too, where it's like what I do, I'll do a spray of fragrance and then I'll do a spin.
Oh.
So I get a 360. I don't do one spray and then like a little twirl.
Very
like
good. So it's all over. You're evenly distributed like the gentleman.
I twirl like Mary Tyler Moore. And then I throw my hat.
Adorable. Quickly, before we get a break, Dorinda Medley is coming back to Housewives, sort of. They're doing a spin-off for, I think it's called Peacock, that streaming service.
Yes.
And they're bringing back a ton of old Housewives, putting them together. Jill Zarin, Dorinda, a ton of them. Brandy Glansville, crazy old Brandy. I love her. I think this sounds like a lot of fun, but is it not the crown jewels? Like, Dorinda, I want her back on the real show. Like, I'm not going to watch this Peacock version, but Dorinda, welcome back. You are a fan favorite. I'm sort of going off the Housewives a little bit. I was really into it, and now I'm like,
it's kind of lost.
Yes, it's
luster.
Come to an end, hasn't it? It's just sort of come to an end. Talking of coming to an end, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When the Taliban banned music in Afghanistan, millions were plunged into silence. Radios were smashed, cassettes burned. You could be beaten or jailed or killed for breaking the rules. And yet, Afghans did it anyway. This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our friend Garrett. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Ooh, love a good poll.
Ooh, we do love a good poll. So Britney Spears' dad has agreed to step down as her conservator. Should her lawyer continue to investigate her dad, or is it over? Is it over, or do you want revenge, basically, is what we're asking. Let's have a look. Oh, naughties, I'm surprised. 93% want revenge.
They want a head.
They want a head. I don't. I don't.
I don't either.
I don't. I say let it end. Let it end and
move on. Move
on.
Forward.
I know I'm normally with the majority, but today, and Garrett, you're with me. Today we are not. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to @TwiddyP, Jack Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
All right, so this is so typical. So if you're a fan of Larry David or familiar, you know he doesn't like to be in awkward situations, just in general. That's how he was on his show, on Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's how he is in real life. That's how he is when he wrote Seinfeld. So Larry David, he was relieved when he got uninvited to Barack Obama's lavish 60th birthday party last weekend. You heard all about it. You know, Erykah Badu apologized for, you know, however she acted. But so this is what Larry David said. He explained that he feared by him going to the party, they would kind of put him in that awkward position of, hey, do you mind doing a few minutes of, you know, stand-up comedy?
Make us laugh, Larry. Make us laugh. And you're
dance, monkey, dance. Fortunately, so here's the thing, though, because things got scaled back, whether you want to make the argument of, you know, people are like, hey, how are you throwing a party during a pandemic? Mm-hmm. They scaled the party back. Larry David got the cut from the list, which at the end of the day, guaranteed this will make a storyline in an upcoming episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Where he not only does he get cut from a party list, he gets cut from the president's party list.
The party list, right. Oh!
He goes, when he told me I was 86 from the party, I was so relieved. I screamed, thank you, thank you. He must have thought I was insane. I wonder if Obama called Larry David.
No, it was an assistant.
I hate to tell you this. But it's so interesting. And here's another thing, too. So a friend of mine actually met Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld at a party. Mm-hmm. And the one thing he wanted to do was take a picture with him in the party setting.
Right.
And Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld turned to my friend and said, why would you want a picture? What is that going to do for you right now?
Right,
we're in a moment. We're having a conversation. Right. We're conversing. Can't you live off of that? And my friend kind of awkwardly was like,
I want a picture. Because I want to show my friends that this really happened. That's why we want pictures with celebrities, to show off and put them on Instagram. This is hilarious. Have you ever been disinvited to a party? So that's rough. Although, you know, I get it. COVID, I do get it. We're living in exceptional times. My truth here, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I want to be invited, but I don't want to go. Is that terrible? Like, I get really
You want to feel
jealous.
Like you're a part of it.
But then when I'm invited, I don't actually really want to go. So I love
so
being
funny
invited to things, but I don't actually really want to go to many of them.
I think many of us, a lot of us, probably feel the same way, where it's like we want the invite, and then leading up to the moment, we're like, please cancel.
I make all these plans all week. I love being invited to stuff. So if you're listening, please keep sending the invites. I love being invited. But then then the day of the actual event party, I'm like, oh.
Okay. You know what I'd love? You know what I'd love, Rob Shooter? You and I to get invited from someone listening to this podcast to their wedding.
Oh.
I would love to show up to a wedding. You know, you and I really don't know anybody. We'd be like Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson in Wedding Crashers.
It has to be in Chelsea, though, because I don't like to cross the river. Okay, moving along, our naughtiest of the day. We should be the naughtiest. Naughty, naughty, naughty. One of Jeffrey Epstein's employees may testify against Prince Andrew. We've stayed away from this Prince Andrew story because it's just so ugly, but it really is blowing up because Virginia Roberts has filed a bombshell sexual assault lawsuit against the prince, now a former employee of Jeffrey Epstein, who worked for the disgraced financier. He said he will testify on her behalf. His name is Steve Scully. He worked for Epstein for over 6 years. He's ready to take the stand. In the past, Steve has said he does recall spotting Prince Andrew bumping and grinding, quote, into Virginia in the pool between 2001 and 2004. This is a mess. My royal insiders tell me they don't know what to do. They don't want him to testify. They don't want him to do a deposition because it will be leaked. But if he doesn't, he could be found guilty without showing up. This is a, what Prince Charles is saying, an unsolvable problem for the royal family. Yeah. Let's end with something a little nicer. A moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
I fell across
this quote when Bruce was working this weekend and I was reading and researching stuff, and I can't help but to share it with you. It's such a good quote. It's from Lady Gaga, and it says the following, quote, "I've been searching for ways to heal myself. A lot of us want to heal something about ourselves." And Gaga went on to say, quote, "And I found that kindness is the best way." So not medicine, not meditation, all probably help, but if you really want to heal yourself, start with a little bit of kindness. What do you think?
Perfect. Yeah, it really is one of those things, you don't realize it until you do it, where you feel so much better about doing something for someone else than you do yourself, and then it becomes almost like a drug.
Be kind. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts even, or wherever you
Every
listen.
Podcast. If there's a podcast, we're there.
We'll be there. Leave a review if you can. They really help. And remember, all together now, I want to hear you sing it along. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody.
We'll get it one day.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.